46. Don't ride the buses. We are asking every Negro to stay off the buses on Monday in protest of the arrest and trial. Don't ride the buses to work, to town, to school, or anywhere on Monday. Within 48 hours of the December 1955 arrest of Rosa Parks, 5,000 leaflets with this statement were distributed to black churches throughout Montgomery, Alabama. The leaflets told of Rosa Parks' arrest due to her refusal to move to the so-called colored section in the back of a public bus. A young pastor, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., was elected to lead the boycott. On the first day, African Americans traveled by cars, taxis, horse-drawn carts, mules, bicycles, and foot. They did not ride the buses. Through the winter months, organized carpools of about 300 vehicles and black-owned taxi companies carried passengers to their destinations. Churches bought station wagons and ran taxi services. The bus company's losses mounted, but the owners refused to give in. Meanwhile, lawyers representing the boycott leaders petitioned the federal court to declare Alabama's bus segregation laws unconstitutional, and won. Alabama appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but no one knew when the case would be settled. But another legal battle was closer to resolution. In November 1956, Montgomery City leaders petitioned the state circuit court to outlaw the black carpools, claiming they were a business operating without city permission. Without the carpools, the boycott would be defeated. Martin Luther King Jr. was at the Montgomery County Courthouse waiting for the carpool decision when he heard this news. The U.S. Supreme Court had declared Alabama's bus segregation laws unconstitutional. After a year of boycotting, the estimated 50,000 African American citizens of Montgomery had prevailed.